This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
He's one of us. He's one of us. One of us. One of us. Malik Andrews sat down with Luka Doncic. And Luka and I don't have a lot in common. I'm going to just throw that one out there. But one thing that we do have in common is that sometimes when you get angry, that phone will let it fly. And he told Malik Andrews that when he found out that he had been traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers, he threw his phone and it broke. And she said, "Oh, so do you still have that phone?" And he said, "Yeah, it's right here." He showed her his broken phone. He's one of us. He's like, "I don't want to go put myself through that BS of going and getting a new phone." Yeah. So he still has cracked screen.
I mean,
he's rolling cracked screen.
I feel like Luka, while a man of the people, gamer himself,
yeah,
just a chill dude, I think he has a runner to go get a phone for him.
Well, he does. He hadn't used him yet.
Yeah.
He has not used that runner yet. Well, he's still walking around with cracked screen like everybody else.
Beard in one hand, hookah in the other. Hard to deal with a phone.
Yeah, you know, if now, you want to tell me, the Apple Store or Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you want to make it a better experience in those shops? Booze and maybe hookah.
Yeah, see?
You know?
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt. You're in there for a while.
It would get your customers letting go of a few more dollars probably.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
The Genius Bar, those guys look like real geniuses when they're slanging more than just a cell phone and a laptop. You get beers in there.
Dude, those, like, customer service is not at the highest of level at those places. Like, you walk in and they're just kind of, like, you'll get like two people that'll look at you. And then you make eye contact, and they go, "Yeah, no, I'm not dealing with that." They look down, act busy, act busy, act busy. "Can I help you?" And you're like, "Yeah,
yeah,
you
can." It's what I came in here for. It's what I came in here for.
Can I tell you one of my big beefs with the phone stores and those things and the coverages and such?
What grinds your gears? You can.
So, you know, you get the protection plans on your devices, your phones and your tablets and whatnot, right?
Hell yeah, brother.
No.
Why is it that when you trade in a device and get a new one, because they all make you go through these third-party services, right?
Yeah.
But AT&T is like, "This is a third-party service that we work with." Why is it that you, when you then go and trade in your old device, get a new one, why doesn't that service automatically transfer over to your new device? Because, like, I had one a while ago where I went in to try to get something fixed on my phone. They're like, "Oh, well, this phone isn't covered." It shows here the one that is covered is basically the phone that I had two phones ago.
Yeah, because you're buying it for that phone. They've always been pretty clear that you're buying it for that phone.
It's a monthly charge.
You're still getting charged?
It's a monthly charge in conjunction with the cell phone bill.
Are you still
getting... But it's a third-party charge.
But are you still getting charged?
Yes, because it's in the phone bill.
For two phones ago?
It's in my AT&T bill.
Well, yeah, that's not good.
No, exactly.
That seems very scamtastic.
That is.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Now I got to check my phone bill.
I have not thrown my phone since I had the Nokia brick phone. And back then, like I joke about this, but it's absolutely true. I don't know why I did this. You can say that about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But I'd get a few in me, and I'd be like, this phone is indestructible. And I would literally like, throw it into the wall. Just like, because this is like early cell phone period. Like, this thing is like, it was so indestructible. It literally traveled the world with me, and nothing that happened. It was like unbreakable. I remember I threw it at a wall once, and it literally took a chunk out of the wall. And I was like, yeah, this thing's unbreakable.
I was in high school. I had the Zach Morris brick phone. Yeah.
So the next phone after that, remember it was like the first ever flip phone?
The Razor?
No. It was like, it kind of looked like the brick phone. It had like a big back to it, but gray. Yeah.
I got
it. It's a little tiny flip.
Yeah. That was, I remember.
It was the antenna that pulls out?
Yeah.
It was a Motorola, but not the Razor.
I remember when my mom was like, I guess I'll try out this mobile telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into the store and the guy's like, can't break it. And I remember being there. I was like, I don't know, it was like 92. So I was like 93. So I was like eight or nine. And this guy, I just remember him just dropping it, like lifting it up above his head and just dropping it over and over again. See, doesn't break. And I was like, whoa. It doesn't break.
It's like Uncle Buck when he gets in the house and he finds the china, says, oh, unbreakable, huh? And whaps it against the fireplace mantle and it shatters.
He was just like, can't do it. And just dropping it over and over. And then he's like, watch this. Calls the store. I was like, oh, sold. You just sold this to an 8-year-old. My mom was like, that's neat.
Did you guys see that?
My mom's like, don't plan on doing that. But I vividly remember that was his sale pitch. Yeah. And just like, nope, it will not. And it didn't.
That Nokia brick phone, man. Two things you could always rely on.
Yeah.
It would never break. Snake would always work.
Dude. Snake rocked.
Would always work.
Yeah. All right. Well, Luca's like us, man. Yeah. He has broken phone screens, too.
It happens.
You know?
I got a crack in my protector right now, and I feel dirty about it.
I hate that. And then it's just an ordeal because I got like the warranty on the protector, and so like I just got to take it in.
Mm-hmm. You get the expensive one.
Yeah, but like I'll get a new one.
Oh yeah,
but they'll put it on.
But you have to go deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to call me a psycho if I tell you that currently I have zero case or screen protector on my phone?
So this
raw dogging it.
This is the first phone I've ever had a screen protector for. I've never cracked a screen on my phone. Everyone's like, oh, don't say that out loud. I'm like, I've never cracked a screen. Yeah, now,
knock on wood.
My sister has gone through, I want to say, 9 or 10 phones.
Mm-hmm.
She, I remember she went to Costco once and she drove away with it on the roof of her car. And she's like, can you help me find it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I walked up and down the road and I literally found her phone on the side of the road. It had been run over like 13 times. Yeah. It was no longer good.
Early on when my wife and I were first dating, I had and so this tells you that it was since, you know, early, like, 2000, 2001.
God, it's the 1900s.
Yeah, right? Almost. I had my phone. I was at work one night, and she went out with some friends. She's like, can I take your phone with me just in case? Like, okay, sure, yeah, no problem. And she came back later, and she's like, well, we drove off with it on the roof of the car, and we don't know where it was. And anyway, we found the intersection that it was in, mm-hmm. and we tried to call it. And right as the screen lit up...
Somebody ran it over.
Like, if you wrote that in a movie, people would be like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
But that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those parts of movies, they infuriate me. I'm just like, the movies where just everything keeps going wrong. But you know what that is? We are going to see that. This is the next wave of the great comedy movies. Because obviously, the one thing that made all of the old comedies great was they got into predicaments where they couldn't communicate with people. Mm-hmm. And that's where hilarity ensued, right? It's all going to be people's phones break.
Yeah.
You know, like people's phones break. That's how it's going
to
happen.
Like horror movies now, it's like you have to make sure that like they're in the woods and everybody had to leave their phones at home. Like you have to like set that table now.
I'm going to tell you right now, there will be a comedy movie and it could be really good if like in New York City, all of the cell towers go out for whatever reason. I mean, like you can pick how that's going to happen, right? But a night out in New York City and nobody can communicate and just how people have to adapt to what it was like in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
That would be a good movie.
Watching somebody in their mid-early 20s or younger try to have to navigate the world without a week without their cell phone.
Dude, watching me try to do it now.
It's, but you know, I mean, like we have something we can fall back on.
Yeah.
We can do it.
That's right.
We know some phone numbers still. We know some cardinal directions. We know the names of streets.
Directions I'm still good with.
Yeah.
Still good with that. I don't think young people can drive to places that they know very well mm-hmm. anymore.
And know the names of the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing better than, all right, you're going to be driving, you're going to see the red tractor, and then after that red tractor, there's going to be two more, but it's the yellow one you turn left at. You're like, yeah. Got it. And then the landmarks. It was like, oh, one, two, got, boom, yep, yellow, it got it.
We have lived in our house for 22 and a half years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I've taken a lot of the same turns several times a day for the last 22 and a half years. There are, on one street that you turn into our neighborhood, there are three different, like, street cul-de-sacs. I couldn't tell you what the hell the names of those streets cul-de-sacs are. Like, I have a vague idea of,
really?
of like, the handful of names, but I couldn't tell you which one is which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I drive past them every day.
I can
times.
Still tell you my high school girlfriend's Air Force girlfriend's phone numbers.
All right.
As weird as that is. I can't remember to take out the trash my wife asked me to, but I can that remember those phone weird. Numbers.
You never know when you're going to call her again, you know? All right. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.